Speech off.
Good morning, guys. I'm back anyway. This one's going to go right through Dietrich Forward. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. I'm going over to the early childhood, or the, excuse me, child care center. So I can sort of see what I'm in for come Monday. They're not expecting me. I'm just hoping and praying they don't take one look at me and go, wait a minute, you're blind, how are we going to do this? Or, you know, I've said it before, so it's just, you know, nerve-wracking. I didn't disclose my disability. So, and I know Dietrich does well around little kids, but I don't know what they're going to have me doing. So, it might just be any large number of things. Let's see. We are, I'm just going to drop by for a visit. I don't know if I'm going to meet with anybody or what's going to be happening with that. I'm just wanted to see what I'm... Maybe I'll run into the director, I don't know, but we'll see what happens. School starts today, so I'm wondering if it might be kind of chaotic over there. I don't know what's going to happen. Oh, here we go. Right. Wait, forward. I got confused. I thought this one was a busy one, but it's not. It's the next one up. Good girl. doing fine here. This is a busy one up here. I can hear it from a block away. That's how scary it is. Well, not scary, but how heavily traveled it is. Cars do not stop here. Therefore, this is not a safe intersection here. Matthias and Calumet, if I was going to be crossing, good girl, if I was going to be crossing Calumet, I'd have to go all the way down to the other end of Calumet and Driftwood and cross here, turn left and go down the sidewalk and then over to the park that way. Because this is too damn busy where I just came from. So those have really been my only two means of getting to the park unless I've crossed Matthias and went down to whatever street is next. That one. I wonder if that one would be. I'm safe to cross, but then it's just walking, crossing, turning right, and walking all that way to get to the park again. So it's kind of, the park is kind of in a place that I can get to it, but there's only one cross, but two safe ways for me to do it without going really far out of my way, pointlessly out of my way, I might add. So, and we went to the park the other day. She just was a mother and her baby, and 6 weeker, actually. I was kind of surprised. I'm like, you can take him out that soon. So, took her. I had a nice chat with her. Her kid was alternating kind of between eating and sleeping, so she's busy with burping and all that. And then the two-year-old son was playing over on the equipment with his grandfather watching. She stops here because for some strange reason we've got a pop up, show me. Aw, good girl. We have a 4 minutes, Eddie. I know, it's just rocks, Deidre. I know it's might hurt your feet a little bit. I mean, I've flicked her feet over after walking across this. There's no cuts or anything, so it's not like they're sharp rocks, but I couldn't imagine walking across this in bare feet or in snow in bare feet. This is why I want to look for a suitable pair of shoes, like a suitable set of dog boots. Deidre, forward. And she has a pair of, or she has a some dog boots. There was some broken pavement out there. But she kicks them off. She just doesn't like wearing them. And I want to find something that will stay on her feet no matter how much she kicks. But at the same time, I don't want anything that's too tight where she lose circulation in her paws or have pain in her paws while walking in them. And on top of that, a suitable set of rain boots, or little puppy or doggy boots, I guess, that are good for rainy weather and puddles. And I know I can't control when I, you know, going out in inclement weather. If I have to, I have to. And I don't. And I would much rather go out in that kind of weather with her, knowing that her feet are going to be okay. Especially when you get into the nasty, good girl. I'm dressed what I'm returning and going away from busy traffic. Whoa! Did that scare you? We had a little weird noise from behind us and she kind of jumped forward like, uh-oh, you know. But, you know, knowing, kind of got sidetracked for a second, knowing that her feet are going to be, good girl, let's go. Okay, another crack in the sidewalk, is really important to me. I don't want to take her out in weather that, you know, especially when they put salt down. I mean, that stuff is bad for their paws. And I'm in the Midwest. Winters get pretty frigid here. I have left her home in some cases in wintertime when, you know, for briefly. But I just want to be able to travel with her in wintertime knowing that her feet are going to be okay. That she's not going to wind up with her paws, you know, too cold or whatever it might be. So, I hope I can find something. 37 seconds. If anyone has any suggestions. And I'm running out of time here, so I'm going to let you guys go for now. Have a good day, and catch up with you later.